Haskell, brother and sister, St. Helena, California, July 18th, 1901. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I received your letter yesterday and will now answer it. Since the General Conference, there has been a great strain upon me. I should have had perfect rest, but arrangements were made for me to attend a series of meetings. Immediately after the conference, Brethren Daniels and Prescott went to Indianapolis to hold some meetings there and to arrange future plans for the work in Indiana. They considered it an imperative necessity for me to be present. We met a large number of people in a commodious meeting house. One thing took my attention, which I must mention. All the sisters sat with uncovered heads so that those behind could see the speaker. I thought this a good idea. I had a very plain, decided testimony for our people in Indianapolis, and the Lord strengthened me to bear it. I spoke of the strange fanaticism which had arisen in Indiana, the harm it had already done, and would continue to do, even though the people were convinced of the truth and renounced their error. I spoke in the Indianapolis church Sabbath afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and on Sunday evening took the train for Chicago. Here we were met by J.E. White and Emma, and brother and sister Palmer, who are going to work in Nashville. We reached Chicago at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and as the train for Des Moines did not leave till midnight, we had time for an important interview with Edson and brother Palmer. The Lord sustained me on the way to Des Moines. On Tuesday afternoon, I spoke to the church in regard to medical missionary work. The Lord graciously gave me His Holy Spirit, and a deep impression was made on the people as I spoke about the harm that has been done by a failure to accept the light on health reform. Willie spoke in the morning, but he did not put in an appearance in the afternoon. On the way from Chicago to Des Moines, he had an experience with an insane woman. While in Chicago, a brother asked him if we would allow a sister of his to go to Des Moines in company with our party. He said that she was not very well and did not like to travel alone. Willie, of course, consented, but he found out later that the woman was insane. We left Chicago at 11 o'clock at night and reached Des Moines at 8 the next morning. All this time, Willie had to watch the insane woman who had been placed in his charge, for she was constantly trying to get out to the car platform. So when we reached Des Moines, he was very tired. An early morning meeting was held on Wednesday, and the Lord gave me the spirit of intercession. I felt drawn out to ask for help for the poor souls who needed help so much. The softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God was felt in the meeting. Then, just before leaving, I met some of the sanitarium workers and had a season of prayer with them. The Lord blessed on this occasion. It was raining hard when we left Des Moines. I was put into a chair car. The atmosphere was oppressive. No one in the car was smoking, but the polluted breaths of those accustomed to smoke and the odor from their clothes was more than I could endure. My heart pained me as though it had been seized in a grip of iron. I was in the chair car for only 15 minutes, but in this short time I was almost prostrated. A sleeper was secured for me, my berth was made up, and I lay down. And for the rest of the way to College View, I was unable to sit up. I think an hour longer in the chair car would have cost me my life. I shall never again look with favor upon chair car accommodations. From College View, we went to Denver and Boulder, and from there to the camp meetings at Waitsburg and Portland. Here I labored earnestly, speaking at times twice and even three times a day. From Portland, we went to Oakland, where we saw brother and sister Irwin and brother Salisbury, who were just about to start for Australia. Then I came home. But I had only been at home for 3 days when we had to go to the Oakland camp meeting. I remained in Oakland for 3 weeks, and during the meeting spoke 11 times. Since the Oakland meeting, I have not been very well. My heart has troubled me. I have been unable to sleep, and much writing has wearied my brain. I am carrying a heavy burden in regard to the work in Nashville. I am intensely desirous that it shall be started in harmony with God's purpose. The starting of this work has made it necessary for me to do much writing at a time when I should have had perfect rest. Elder Daniels and Elder Kilgore wrote me in regard to the work in the South, and I had to do my very best to answer them. Then, just as I was beginning to flatter myself that now I should have time to rest, a letter came from Brother Megan beseeching me to help him by writing in regard to the plans for the Battle Creek School. So I have had no time to stop. When my head refuses to work any longer without a rest, I get out into the open air. This gives relief to my heart. Last week, we drove to Healdsburg. Yesterday, Sarah and I took our pony and a single carriage and climbed Howell Mountain. We went in search of a cow for Willie. We started at 10 o'clock in the morning and did not get home till 7 in the evening. The family became alarmed at our absence, for we had not thought to be away so long, and Brother James was just about to start in search of us when Sarah telephoned from St. Helena that we were on our way home. We went down to Pope Valley, a distance of 16 miles, and then drove to the Napa Road, 20 miles more. Then we came home, driving in all 41 miles.